Mindful Lying Down Yoga. This meditation practice involves a series of gentle yoga postures in the lying down position. To do this, you'll need a yoga mat or something similar, or a blanket to create some padding on the floor, and enough space around you to stretch out full length with your arms above your head, and also to stretch out to the sides of your body. Before you start, remind yourself that the intention of this practice is to become aware, as best you can, of physical sensations and feelings throughout the body as you move. You should feel free to skip any postures that you know will exacerbate any physical problem you might have. So don't get into competing with yourself or others, and if you do, notice it and let go of it. The spirit of mindful yoga is the spirit of self-acceptance in the present moment. And the idea is to explore your limits gently, lovingly, with respect for your body. It's not to break through the limits of your body. The intention is to observe and explore the boundary between what your body can do and where it says, stop, that's enough for now. So, begin by lying down on your padding on your back. Arms by your sides, palms facing up or down. You can experiment with this. And feet relaxed so that they splay out gently from the ankles. In yoga, this is called Savasana or corpse pose. So feel the full length of your body in this posture. Your head and neck, your shoulders in contact with the floor, the small of your back and your buttocks. Feel your arms and legs relaxed and loose. Allow your body to assume its own natural weight under gravity. You may like to imagine yourself like a cat, fully relaxed, allowing your body to become liquid and to spill a little across the floor. Bring awareness to your breathing. Notice the way that your chest and abdomen rise as you breathe in and settle back down as you breathe out. So preparing for the first posture by breathing out. Then breathe in as you raise your arms up to stretch them over and behind your head. Staying in this posture, allow yourself to take up residency within it with full awareness. Feel the stretch along your body. Release into the stretch. Keep breathing. Notice if there are any areas of tension in you which are not necessary for holding the pose. Soften them if you can. For instance, if your face is tense, just invite it to soften. Let each in-breath expand the posture slightly, and on each out-breath, settle a little more deeply into the posture and explore your limits for this moment. On the next in-breath, move your arms gently to the side of your body and bend your knees so that your arms form a T-shape and your feet are flat on the floor with knees bent. Pause and experience this new position fully for a couple of breaths. Feel the way the body is settling onto the mat. Now breathing in to prepare, and on the out-breath, push the small of the back into the floor, contracting the core muscles to do this. Hold this pose, once again, scanning for muscle tension elsewhere in the body, which isn't necessary to keep this position, and allowing it to relax. keep breathing. Now release the pose back to a neutral position. Notice how the body feels. Once more, prepare the body by breathing out, and on the in-breath, gently arch your back, lifting the small of the back off the floor, pushing your abdomen up, keeping the pelvis on the floor, just increasing that gap between the small of your back and the floor, just by a little. Feel into the areas of your body that feel stretched. Breathe and release tension where it's not needed, for instance, in the shoulders or the neck. Breathe for a little while in this position. Now, return the legs to neutral. Legs bent, feet on the floor. Breathe in to prepare, and on the out-breath, raise your knees to your chest, looping your arms around the front or back of your knees, whichever is more comfortable, to hold the legs against the chest. Just rest in this position for a breath, feeling into the back and the settlement of bones and muscles in this new position. Breathe in, and on the out-breath, raise the head as best you can to meet the knees. Notice the stretch in your back and the back of your neck. Notice the effect on your breathing. Breathing in, return the body to corpse pose, Shavasana. Legs outstretched, arms by your sides, palms up or down. Pause and rest, taking up residency in your body as you breathe. Now breathing in to prepare, and on the out-breath, raise the right leg to the chest, holding it there by looping your arms around the knee. Breathe in, then breathe out and raise the head to touch the knee, feeling the stretch through your back, thigh and hip joint. Ease yourself into this stretch. Lower the head again and extend and relax the other leg, the left leg, gently increasing the stretch through the hip and top of the hamstring at the back of the thigh. Again, not forcing yourself in this stretch, but just experiencing the edge of your limits, allowing the stretch to develop and allowing yourself to relax into it. Return once more to the outstretched lying down position of Shavasana and breathe. Experience the body as it is now. Now, on an out-breath, raise the left leg in the same way, holding around the knee, and gently bring the head up to touch the knee. Breathe and release any muscle tension not necessary to hold this pose. Drop the head once more and relax, extending the right leg to increase the stretch in your left leg. Exploring the limits of your own body all the while and not forcing the body beyond challenge into pain. Now return to Shavasana and then slowly roll onto your right side and then move in whatever way suits your body until you're kneeling on all fours, kneeling on your hands and knees. Your hands should be directly below your shoulders and your knees more or less directly below your hips, so that your back is flat like a tabletop. So breathing in to prepare, and then on the out breath, round the back upwards. This is sometimes called angry cat. Feel into the body in this position, and then on an out breath, drop the back, sinking the stomach so that your back resembles, as best you can, a U-shaped curve. This is sometimes called ancient cow. Work only to the limits of your flexibility. You may like to try this move back and forwards a couple more times. Now, returning your back to a tabletop position on all fours, breathe out to prepare, and then breathing in, raise one opposite arm and leg, stretching the arm out in front of you and pointing your leg out behind you. Look forward along the length of your arm. Feel into the challenge along the length of your arm and leg, back and core muscles in your torso. Keep breathing. So hold this pose only as long as it feels right for you before returning gently to all fours on an out breath. Then once more breathe in to prepare, and then out, and then on an in breath, raise the other arm and leg in the same way, pointing, looking forward along the arm, stretching and pointing the leg out behind you. Return to all fours when you're ready, and then lie back on your back in Shavasana. Lying on your back in Shavasana, on an in-breath, stretch your arms above and behind your head. On an out-breath, bend the knees and pull the feet in to as close to your bottom as you can. Now, on an in-breath, raise the hips and bottom off the floor, forming a bridge, with one support being your feet, the other being your shoulders on the floor. Try to keep the back straight. Breathe in and out, inhabiting the stretch. Relax back down onto the floor. Tuck the hands behind the back of the head, and breathing out to prepare, as you breathe in, drop both knees to one side of the body and turn the head to face the opposite way so that you can feel a gentle twisting stretch through the back. Breathe with this spiral stretch through the back. On the next out-breath, engage your abdominal muscles to pull the legs and head back to the central position. Prepare to do the same stretch in the opposite direction by breathing out and then breathing in and dropping your knees to the other side, turning your head in the opposite direction to your knees. Breathe in and breathe out in this spiral stretch. On an out breath, engage your core muscles and return to the central position. And then move your body slowly back into Shavasana. Lying in Shavasana, or the corpse pose, and breathing gently, scan through your body to see how it feels. Feel free to express any sense of gratitude you may have for the body, which has done as you asked it to, or done its best. Acknowledging that you're in partnership with your body throughout life. Now you can rest in Shavasana, just breathing until the bell sounds.